Welcome back to the Chayaruch Nachiyomi Learning Program. You're listening to Daniel Eisenberg, and we are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Hey. In yesterday's Perek Dalad, we had the terrible tragedy of the Jewish people going to war against the Pelishtim and losing many thousands of men. The sons of Eli, Chafni, and Pinchas are killed in this war. The Aron, the Holy Ark, is abducted. And when Eli himself hears about the news of what happened, he falls and dies as well. And in the shadow of that tragedy, we have a little bit more of a humorous parak, if I can call it that today. It's a short parak, but the parak features the split screen, zooming out of the Jews and towards and zooming into the story of the Pelishtim. So the Pelishtim bring the Aron to Ashdod, one of their cities, and they place it next to Dagon, one of their idols. And the next day, Dagon is found in a prostrating position, lying in front of the Aron. And so they straighten things up, and then the following morning, Dagon is also in that position, but this time he's broken, his head is broken off, his hands are broken off, and it's very frightening for them. The people in Ashdod are then stricken with hemorrhoids, so they say, hey, we're getting the Aron out of here. They send the Aron away to a different Pelishti city called Gus, but the people in Gus are also stricken. And so they say, we have to get out of here. So they send it to another Pelishti city, to Ekron, and the same happens there. So, you know, if you would look at what's going on with Klal Yisrael, their terrible grief and mourning over all the tragedies and great concern over the status of the Aron, and you see that if you zoom into what's going on with the Pelishtim, and the Aron is handling itself quite well, taking care of itself, and torturing the evil Pelishtim. But there's something I wanted to point out that we see, a certain word or shoresh that keeps coming up. We have in our parak today, so in Pasuk Vav, it says, "Vatichbad yad Hashem el Ashdodim v'yishimim," that the hand of Hashem was vatichbad, it was heavy against the Ashdodim, and it just devastated them. And it also says closer to the end of the parak, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, same idea that says kavda ma'od yad Elokim sham, that the hand of Hashem was kavda ma'od, very heavy. Now this word kavda and vatichbad, it's related to the word kavod. Now kabed means heavy, kavod means honor, but it's the same letters of the shoresh, and it's related. Obviously, you know, something that is heavy is honorable. Meaning, so you say, just a common common phraseology, you know, you'll say something holds a lot of weight, or he's a lightweight, so I'm not machshev him, I don't consider him, you know, so worthy. So kavod and kabed are heavy. But why am I making a big deal about this? Well, if we look earlier in the story, I think there are other things that are actually quite related. If we go back to, right, we just saw the end of the tragic end of Chafni and Pinchas. But if we go back to earlier in their story, back from Perek Beis, so there is a Navi that encounters Eli and reprimands Eli for not properly reprimanding his sons. And the terminology used by the Navi is when he's speaking for Hashem, he says, "V'techabedes b'necha mimeni." He says, "You have honored your sons more than me." Meaning, the Navi is saying in Hashem's name, you've given your sons more honor than you're giving me, because you don't reprimand them properly from ever doing what they're doing. And in the next pasuk, he says, "Those who honor me, I will honor. If you, you know, ascribe weight to me, I will ascribe weight to you." This is a well-known pasuk because it's found in the first Mishnah in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, "Ezehu mechubad umechabed ezebrios," and this is the pasuk that sources that. Now, if we fast forward back to yesterday's parak, which was the end of Chafni and Pinchas' life, so the Navi tells us that When Pinchas' wife heard the news of everything happening, so she names the baby Vatikra Lanar I Chavod. She names her son I Chavod. There is no honor. This is the name Ichabod. It really is I Chavod. There's no honor. Why? Lemor, she said, saying Gola Chavod mi Yisrael. The honor was exiled from Yisrael. And she reiterates it in the next pasuk. Vatomar, she said, Gola Chavod mi Yisrael, ki nilkach Aron Elokim. The ark was taken away, the ark of God, and therefore the honor of Israel was exiled. What seems to be going on here is that there was terrible a terrible lack of kavod. Kavod, the world was created for Hashem's honor. Hakol abra lechvodo. Everything was created for His honor. It's the last Mishnah, or last Brisa in Pirkei Avos, rather. It's one of the brachos, the Sheva brachos, Shakol abra lechvodo. We say it every day. So the world was created for Hashem's honor, and there was a terrible lack of Hashem's honor, and that even Elie on his level is condemned for not giving proper honor, not giving proper kavod to Hashem. And this is acknowledged at the end of the life of Pinchas and Chafni, that she says, this is a moment of ichavod. There is no honor. And what we see happening to the Plishtim is indeed the honor of God. That's where Hashem's hand becomes heavy. Vatichbad and kavdama od. All of a sudden, Hashem is getting His honor back. That we see that when we are not honoring Hashem, as was the case with Eli's sons and Eli himself to some degree, so then we lose our kavod, we lose our honor, and there was a terrible embarrassment among the other tragedies in the war, and the Aron was taken away, and that was ichavod. We were in a state of no honor. But then Hashem gets His honor back. Hashem gets His honor back as He shows His strong, powerful hand against the Plishtim and makes a mockery of them. That's a demonstration of Hashem's kavod. And it's important for us to think about this. You know, the chil Hashem that comes about through our not showing proper honor to Hashem. And the result is embarrassing things, degrading things happening to us, happening to Klal Yisrael, and then Hashem getting His kavod back one way or another. Sometimes He does it by exacting retribution against the enemies of Klal Yisrael who took away our honor. And probably the greatest way is if we ascribe honor to Him. We ascribe kavod to Him. And Yetzir Hashem will be able to do that. Another word for honor is yakar. So we should be zochel, Yehudim, Haisa, Arav, Simchas, Asam, v'yakar.